They come straight out with the ball. 19 and a half minutes gone here at Croke Park. Tyrone on the offensive again. They have a man inside as well. The ball inside. Goal chance. And Harry O'Connell has it. It's in the net for Tyrone. The long ball and great piece of vision there.
And that goal from Harry O'Connell proved decisive in the end as Tyrone got their hands on an 8th Tom Markham Cup. All-Ireland minor champions certainly had a good ring to it for Tyrone boss Rimmel Monroe.
Team come through, I suppose 08 was, you know, your first All-Ireland. Unbelievable, you know, but I think today, and I suppose I have to say, actually seeing your captain go up the steps of the Hogan, you know, in the home of the GAA to actually win All-Ireland in Croke Park, you know, for ourselves and management team, unbelievable dream, and for the players, you know, they're just totally elated. Worked hard for it, and you know, sometimes you have to pinch yourself to realise that 2010 All-Ireland Minor Champions, unbelievable feeling.
8 points up twice, they come back at you. They were always going to do that, weren't they?
Yeah, certainly, you know, and we knew that, you know, it's our dominant periods of the game, we had to make them count on the scoreboard. As I said at the end of the game, I don't mind if we play woeful and won by a point as long as we win this All-Ireland. You know, as a coach, you send a team out and you want the perfect performance and maybe they won by 4 or 5 points. But today, probably in patches that there, we played unbelievable football. Patches, we were just clutching the straws and hanging on there, but Cork were always going to come back at us. You know, it shows the type of characters Cork are as well, to come back twice from 8 points down. But thankfully, that one ball that broke after Harry's goal attempt to Ronan, it was the insurance point that we needed.
To Girvan, Girvan under pressure, tries to release the pass, does release the pass. Tyrone need a score. O'Neill has it now. It bounces away from him. It's as good for Tyrone. It goes to Harry O'Connell. 1-on-1 with the keeper, and it's saved. The ball runs to O'Neill. O'Neill will take the shot. O'Neill hits it over the bar, and Tyrone have a 2-point advantage again.
Well, we all know, I suppose, if we look back, you know, at the Tyrone senior game at the quarter final stage, you know, the ball came off the crossbar, didn't break kindly for Tyrone seniors, but it broke kindly for Dublin, and, you know, that was the difference in the game. And we rubbed the green today, we needed it, we got it, it broke back to Ronan, and Coolisle Head, he's played a lot of football this year, he stuck it over the bar instead of going for the second attempt at a goal, when maybe there was an opportunity there, but it's only now, and history will tell, that was an unbelievably valuable point.
So Tyrone All-Ireland champions, Raymond, but what about yourself and Cahill? Where do you go from here?
No, my thoughts for the future are, as I said to the fellas, that brings to an end my year and Tyrone minor management. I've been 5 years there, I've been very, very good to me. I have not only good words to say, but everybody involved, that's right through from county committee, everyone, you know. But as I said to the fellas, the places I've been and the enjoyment I've had coaching the youth of Tyrone, I think it's time for somebody, the young coaches that are out there, and there's many of them in Tyrone, good coaches. I think it's time they got a chance at it. I've been there long enough, you know, the times have been very, very good to us, and it's important that the new coaches come in and keep working, you know, to ensure that Tyrone stay where they are in youth football, and, you know, whoever the next man bees, is my 100% support behind him.
The referee looks at the watch, and the referee has blown the final whistle, and Tyrone, who had an 8-point lead on two occasions, have won the All-Ireland Minor Football Championship title for an 8th time.
And the Tom Markham Cup presented to Cookstown's Shane McGarty.
It's a great feeling now. Everybody's very happy and over the moon now, but we're just thankful the final whistle come when it did come, especially when Cork were building up the momentum.
Tyrone were naturally in jubilant mood after the game. I caught up with John McCullough, Ronan O'Neill and Conan Grigan.
Aye, definitely. We performed in bursts there, a few time on a burst, I'd say. You know, I think we went 8 points up at the start and they came back at that. And then we went 5 points up, I think, in the second half and they came back at that, you know. But thank God, the two forward men up front, they done the business today. I think John McCullough picked up man of the match, you know. It just shows we got the points over when it mattered, like, and then thank God that was it.
We said at the start of the year that we had the talent and all we had to do was work hard to get where we are today, and thank God we got here today, and thank God we proved and showed everyone, even after the Dublin game. But he said, the reporter said, that we fall to southern teams, and I think we proved today that our critics wrong, that we can stand tall and we can win things on a big stage.
It was tough, aye, but I suppose you have this tier four back, you've always got three of them in a row now, like. That's another useful thing, like, so I suppose it was just lucky enough, great ball in, like, Cole Grugan, Tommy Canavan's probably the best passer I've ever seen in my life. It's probably a simple job, like, whenever balls they got in, you're nearly in behind every time.